Taking a closer look at the stories that affect you most with a big dose of common sense.
All right, welcome back to it on this Thursday. Free for all Friday coming at you tomorrow. So keep your fingers all polished up and ready to dial. We talk a lot about energy on this program because there's a war on energy in this country that makes little or no sense to me. We have more coal, more natural gas, more oil than any place on the planet, more timber, more farm ground, more fresh water, more natural resources than any single piece of real estate in the world has the United States. And yet we've become beholden to these extreme groups that think we shouldn't so much as cut a blade of grass or take a sip of water. Or use any of the resources we have, and they push us towards green energy, but they apparently fail to realize that green energy requires fossil fuels and other things to create it in the first place. My next guest, Marita Noon, Executive Director of Energy Makes America Great, and the companion educational organization, the Citizens Alliance for Responsible Energy. Marita, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Steve. It's a treat to be with you again.
Well, I appreciate having you here. You know, when we talk about renewable energy, do they not realize the amount of, you know, rare earth elements that go into a solar panel. And the fact that the German company Siemens makes billions of dollars selling us windmills that don't even live long enough to pay off their initial cost and on and on and on. It's baffling to me.
It is baffling. And, you know, when you really look into it and you study it, you realize that for whatever reason, which is, like with you, incomprehensible to me, that it's not really about the energy. It's not really about whether it's green or whether it's fossil fuel. There's somehow, it becomes a war on America, because when you look at the GDP, and, you know, Friday we had very bad GDP numbers come out. If you were to look at energy usage and GDP in America, they very, very closely track together. And while, yes, we do use more energy in this country than any other country on the planet, we also are far more productive and use that energy more efficiently than any other country on the planet.
Well, of course we do. And yet we've got people out there. There's ballot initiatives this year to ban fracking altogether. Ban fracking. Yeah, why don't we just ban electricity? Let's just make electricity illegal. We can all sit around in the dark with candles. And in fact, we can get rid of the internal combustion engine and go back to having horses and horse manure in the streets. Wouldn't that make sense?
That, you know, it's a good point. In my book, Energy Freedom, I actually make that exact analogy and look at what was life like when we did use only so-called renewable sources, which is horses, for our transportation.
Sources and horses, nice play there. I like that. So here's the fallacy that the environmental movement lives on. The fallacy is this, that somehow out there's a source of energy that has zero impact. There is no such thing. When you create energy or extract energy from whatever the base source is, there's an impact, and there always will be. The same as if you create food, there's an impact on the environment. Maybe we shouldn't eat either. Maybe that's their plan. It would save a lot of money and time and hassle if we just stopped eating.
Well, you know, a lot of those same people don't want us eating meat because the flatulence from the bovine produces methane.
Well, I heard that. Thank God. This will really rub them the wrong way. But see, me, myself, and my wife and family, we are into free-range organic red meat. What I mean by that is we hunt. And if you're going to tell me that white-tailed, you like that free-range organic red meat, you like that, don't you?
I love it.
Yeah,
I love it.
Yeah, so what are you going to tell me, that if I hunt deer, elk, and moose, that somehow I'm destroying the planet? You know, it doesn't matter. They just want to control you because your lifestyle isn't their lifestyle. And all these loving, accepting leftists, these fascists, want you to do exactly as they'll accept anything you do as long as it's exactly the way they want it done.
You know, this is not where we intended to go this morning, but I have to throw in everywhere I speak, and I'm in California right now. I was speaking yesterday for a group in San Diego, and everywhere I speak, I give out bumper stickers, and the bumper stickers say, "Smash the watermelons." And these bumper stickers are designed to make people in the grocery store parking lot ask you, "What is smash the watermelons?" so you can have this very conversation. And then you explain that the watermelons are the environmental zealots who, when you observe what they do every day, like I do, you realize that while they are green on the outside, like environmentalism, they are really red on the inside, like socialism, communism, or simply just control. And I invite your listeners to do a simple Google search and simply search for system change, not climate change. And when you do that, what will pop up immediately is a graphic of a green leaf with a red fist in the center of it.
Yeah, green leaf. That's the socialist. I've seen it.
Yep.
Yeah, I've seen that. Anyhow, change the system. Okay, we're here to talk about fraud a little bit. But see,
yeah, that is what we're here to talk about.
I consider the whole movement to be fraud. I consider the fact that we're forced to buy windmills that don't outlive their cost, that go into, you know, the machine breaks down before you can even pay for it. I consider it fraud that we, the American taxpayer, foot the bill. In Germany, they just got rid of $1 trillion in green energy support. Why? Because it doesn't work. But fraud, of course it's fraud. It's everywhere. Everybody's cheating on this deal, right?
Well, everybody is, but some are cheating more than others. And, you know, we know that through a lot of programs such as Solyndra, which was the first green energy government-funded program to go bankrupt, to Abengoa, which is the biggest, we know about people like Tom Steyer and Warren Buffett and Bill Richardson and Al Gore that are involved. But this, what I wrote on this week, the biofuel fraud, is the renewable fuel standard in which dozens of little guys, little people we've never heard of in America, in Indiana, in Maryland, in Nevada, in Texas, in Florida, have been convicted, sentenced, serving time for biodiesel fraud, where they are fraudulently producing renewable identification numbers that supposedly prove that biodiesel was manufactured and used. But amazingly, they can do this without ever producing a drop of biodiesel.
It's incredible. Marita, it was a great conversation and fun, too. We'll do it again.
Thanks, Steve.